my god, this is the absolute worst. Is this professor stupid or something? Do they want me to fail this project? Well, they must, since they decided to pair me up with you. No matter how good my grades might be, there's no way I can cover for a slacker like you. So they realize that? Maybe they're actually just as clueless as you are. I guess it's not completely your fault. Your textbooks have a habit of disappearing, don't they? That must make it pretty hard to study properly like that. Such a shame. Oh well, I don't have much choice now. Like always, I'll have to take the lead with this. Let's figure out how we're going to split the work. Ugh, don't be stupid. That wouldn't work. It's way too unbalanced. Here, look at my notes. We should do it like this. Really? You still don't get it? God. Fine. If you're that slow, then I don't have much choice left. Tonight I'm going over to your house so we can work on this together. Of course I don't want to go, but I have to go to make sure you don't do irreparable things to my GPA. I wouldn't be able to forgive you if you did. So you better prepare yourself. What's wrong? Are you nervous? Oh, I get it now. This will be the first time you bring a girl home, isn't it? The way you're blushing tells me I'm right. That's so pathetic. But if that's the case, why are you so against this? You never know when a chance like this will come around again. Honestly, you should be thanking me for helping you cross something off the bucket list. So, I'll see you tonight. Can't wait to see what stupid face you make when I actually show up. Oh, wow. I'm kind of surprised you actually opened the door. Maybe you're not as much of a wimp as I thought. So, are you gonna let me in? That's what I thought. Excuse me. Oh, this place looks pretty nice. The style, the arrangement, the neatness. So very well done. Can't wait to see how it compares to the disaster I'll find in your room. But where are your parents? Really? What a coincidence. To think you will let a girl in here the same night they're on at a day night. Oh, you didn't realize that's what they were doing. Listen, it's completely normal. Sometimes parents need some time away from the kids. But that goes double when the kid's as ugly as you. Well, thanks for the laugh. About time we get it started, though, don't you think? So, show me to your room. What, you want to work on the project in the living room or something? You have to make the most of this opportunity. So, take me to your full 3 room already. Oh, wow. This is actually a lot neater than I expected. Did you start cleaning up as soon as you got home? I bet you stuffed everything under the bed and in the closet. Let's see. Hey, what's your problem? Why are you blocking the closet door? Personal stuff? Well, now I really need to see it. You sound pretty upset. But what are you gonna do about it, huh, Daddy? Wait, no, that wasn't what it sounded like. I was trying to say you look like a gross old man, like you could beat someone's father. Of course, that would never happen since no woman in her right mind would have a child with you, but that's what I meant, yeah. Huh? No, that's not it. I'm just sweating because you didn't turn the AC on. It has nothing to do with what I said, so. Just get out of the way so I can see inside. You pushed me back when I pushed you. A little late to stand up for yourself, don't you think? Weak? Me? It's the other way around, obviously. Of course I wouldn't want you to push me. I'm not a pervert like you, so please don't do that. I mean it. Stop looking at me like that. I'll do anything, so please don't hurt me. No, when I say anything, it's like a figure of speech and get on all fours? Are you stupid? Why would I have to do something so embarrassing? Fine. Jeez. Here, I'm doing it, okay? Hey, wait, what are you doing? The hell are you taking pictures for? I did what you wanted. That's not fair. No, I wasn't always fair to you either. No, I was never fair to you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You don't have to do this. I'll leave you alone at school from now on. I promise I can even buy you lunch, so please forgive me. No, I can't become your pet. That's it sounds so dirty and disgusting and I'm smiling. Gross. Why the heck would I be smiling? I'm not enjoying this one bit. Having the tables turned on me, being humiliated by the likes of you in your own home, having you glare at me like I'm garbage, being seen at my most pathetic. It's not exciting at all. What are you gonna do with that? You already took your proof. Don't get full of yourself, you little. Huh? Call your daddy? No way, I'm not doing that again. Last time was an accident. Fine! Just please don't spread those pictures around. That's right, I'll mean it this time. I listen to what you say, Daddy. What's next? Yes, of course. Right away, Daddy. Since I'm already on all fours, it's completely normal if I just. How was that? Did I do a good job? I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll do better next time, I promise. What now, Daddy? How about I massage your shoulders? Or feed you something? Or none of that? Then what do you want instead? An apology? Sure, I can do that. But I already said I was sorry. How do you want me to prove it? You want me to hug you? Okay, so you want me to get real close to you and hold you like this? This feels kind of nice. Am I doing a good job, Daddy? How was that? Can you tell how sorry I am now? Thank you, Daddy. I know I don't deserve your forgiveness after everything I've done, but I still want to make it up to you. No, not just because of the pictures. I can see that this is how you must have felt when I was doing all those things to you. I never realized what it felt to be the one being bullied. Plus, I made a nice guy like you lash out like this. And it's completely my fault, so I need to fix it somehow. So, what do you want now? My phone? No, I'm not questioning you, Daddy. It was just a little surprising. You already have a pretty nice phone. I don't see why you need mine, but here. Yes, of course, Daddy. I'll unlock it first. There you go. But what do you want with it? Embarrassing photos? Of course I wouldn't have anything like that, Daddy. You can see how cute I am, so my phone only has adorable pictures of me. That's a waste of time. So you don't need to look. That look on your face. look so confused and disgusted. I guess you saw them, Daddy. All the photos I secretly took of you. They came up pretty well, don't you think? I think every one of them captures how cute you are. You can take your time to scroll through them. Sorry for not having any embarrassing photos of myself on my phone, Daddy. Don't be silly, Daddy. I know exactly why I needed to take all those pictures. They would keep me from feeling lonely. It's not like I can be with you 24/7, so this was the next best thing. But I shouldn't have to worry about that anymore, right? I thought I could finally back you into a corner, and this worked out even better than I hoped. I know you had the talent being a dom, but never imagined you'd be this good at it. I'm so glad I found someone like you. So, are you proud of my hard work, Daddy? God. It's like your eyes are trying to burn a hole right through me. Go on. Keep giving me that disgusted look. If you're really so upset about it, then don't you think you should do something to teach me a lesson? Yeah, Daddy. Please punish me. I don't have to pretend anymore, so I don't care what you do. You're mad at me, aren't you? You want payback for every mean thing I've done to you. Well, now's your chance, Daddy. So what do you want? There it is. Raising your hand. Are you gonna fall through this time? Or will you just... You really did it. You spanked me. You're serious about putting me in my place. But if that's the case, just once won't be enough. Come on, then. I bet you're enjoying this. I know you can do better, though. Do it harder, Daddy. Yes, that's it. I really don't deserve someone as fun as you. It was worth all the time I put into this. I bet there's a beautiful red mark in the shape of your hand. Your hand that was always so kind and gentle. But now you've used it to make a mess of me. How does it feel? It feels scary and wrong. But most of all, it feels good, doesn't it? I don't hear you denying it. This was a lot of fun, but your parents will be home soon, right? Jeez. How did those two prim, proper adults raise up a little devil like you? I'll have to thank him in person one day, but definitely not tonight, so I'll be going now. I look forward to working on the project with you tomorrow. I guess you forgot about it all in the excitement. But don't worry, before I came here, I made an outline for an easy way to go about it. I'll send it to you when I get back home. With that, we shouldn't have a problem. Our project will be the best in the class. After all, our connection just can't be beat. Isn't that right, Daddy? Bye for now.
Hello everyone, this is Spring ASMR. I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, like the video and subscribe to not miss a single release. If you like exclusive content and you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. And if you'd like to join the Spring ASMR community, check out my Discord server. Links to both can be found in the description of this video. Don't forget, I now stream on Twitch. You can check the days and times I stream also in our Discord server. Time for a quick shout out for my Patreon super supporters. Mr. Murphy, Potato, Relegarn, Bread, Salisbury Steak, Ghosty, and Brexity. Okay now, sweet dreams!